Hare Krishna. Don't equate the natural with the desirable. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 11th chapter, Krishna gives the example of how Yatha Pradeeptam Jalandam Patanga Vishanti Nashaya Samruddha Vega Tathaiva Nashaya Vishanti Loka Stavapi Vaktrani Samruddha Vega. Krishna says in 11.29, Arjuna says, while describing the universal form of Krishna, that just as the moth rushes into a blazing fire, similarly, warriors are rushing into your mouth. Arjuna is telling the universal form. And this, the acharyas, like Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Vishwanachakura Thakur explain, that this metaphor refers to how Duryodhana knowingly rushed to his destruction, just as a moth rushes to its own destruction. So now, sometimes some people say that, oh, it's natural to engage in sense gratification. It's natural, so why should we suppress that which is natural? Isn't what is natural is desirable? Why are we suppressing that? Actually, not everything that is natural is desirable. It's like for a moth, someone might argue that it is natural to be attracted towards the fire. Now, yes, by its nature, the moth gets attracted to the fire. And what is the result? The moth dies. So now it's tragic that the moth had actually, it didn't have to go towards the fire. It could have lived peacefully without the fire also. The previous verse, there is an example given of rivers moving towards the ocean. Now the rivers are pulled by gravity and they just move towards the ocean. Now there is no such thing like gravity which pulls the moth towards the fire. Now we could say its nature is like its own gravity and it cannot resist its own nature. But the point is, this example is used for us to learn something. And Krishna, and this example conveys that Duryodhana was like a moth rushing towards the fire. What was the fire? The fire was animosity towards the Pandavas. Trying to exploit the Pandavas, trying to commit atrocities towards them, and thereby kindling their anger and thereby destroying oneself. So now, when Duryodhana was being counseled, even chastised by his elders, saying that don't provoke enmity with the Pandavas, otherwise you will be destroyed. So at one time he gave the same reason. He said that actually all living beings act according to my nature, and I am simply acting according to my nature. My nature is that I want kingdom, and I am doing what it takes to get it. So now the point is that yes, we all have our natures, but we don't have just one nature. We have a lower nature and a higher nature. So the lower nature is the nature which is impelled by lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. And although this is the pushing of this nature is quite strong, we humans have the capacity to resist it. So scripture uses examples such as a moth attracted to a fire to caution us that we shouldn't act like that. So everything that is natural is not desirable. The moth, acting according to its natural urge, moves toward the fire and the result is not desirable. It is horrible. It dies. It dies being burned by the flames. So similarly, if we simply act according to what feels natural to us, we may end up, especially when that natural is that which is impelled by lust, anger, greed, then we will end up burned by the karmic consequences of our actions, as Duryodhana was eventually burned in the fire of Kurukshetra. He died a painful death. He faced defeat. He faced the agony of seeing all his celebrated generals, his friends, his brothers, all dying, and then he himself was defeated and killed. So, we have a higher nature, which is impelled by love, which is impelled by service, which that higher nature is nourished when we direct our loving and serving propensity towards Krishna, who is all pure and all powerful. And what scripture tells us is that we shouldn't just we shouldn't equate the natural with the desirable, but rather we should nourish our desirable nature. That desirable nature is our higher nature. That is, yes, as bodies which are contaminated, body-mind units which are contaminated with lust, anger, greed, we have a lower nature, which seems natural to us, but which needs to be regulated. And we have a higher nature, which is our nature as souls to love and serve Krishna and to love and serve everyone in relationship with Krishna. And that is desirable nature is what we should nourish. Rather than equating the natural with the desirable, we need to understand that there are varieties of natural and we need to reject the lower nature as undesirable and we need to nourish the higher nature as desirable. Thank you. Hare Krishna.